feature presentation.
All right, and welcome back once again, Roadies. I am John Rhodes, your honored host, and with me, as always, is none other than...
Saeed.
All right, so we are here to do some Oscar predictions, and hopefully this is fun, because it's going to be a whole lot of guessing, because...
We haven't seen most of these.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for record's sake, today is February 24th of 2024.
Oh yeah, we're not cheating.
Yeah.
All right, but we're going to start this off with lead actor. So in this category, we have Bradley Cooper for
Maestro,
Colman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Colin Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Who do you got?
I think Cillian Murphy's going to take it for Oppenheimer.
I don't think so, actually. I want to give the tip of the hat to Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers.
I could see that winning, too. I've heard a lot of good things.
I actually wanted to watch that. I have that set aside. Mm-hmm. But I had to start watching a bunch of stupid... let's just keep moving on. We're not going
to
spoil it.
We got a lot of these to get... So these are just our predictions, and then we'll end with our random number list.
Yeah, because as we teased before, we're going to start doing a random review, and we're going to finally reveal which one we're going to kick that off with. So, all right, up next, actor in a supporting role. We have Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro, again up for an Oscar, in Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling in Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things.
I want to lead with this. I didn't think Oppenheimer was that fantastic of a movie. So the fact that I'm going to keep picking these, I feel like should say a lot about the performance. I think Robert Downey Jr. is going to take it for Oppenheimer.
Okay. I would love to see Ryan Gosling finally get an Oscar, because I think he's incredible, but I kind
for
of
Ken
agree.
And Barbie?
I didn't see it. I won't
it's,
see it.
It's pretty good.
But I would just like to see him get one. Because I think he's a fantastic actor and has been robbed of the Oscar, or at least a nomination in the past.
Right.
But I do agree. I think Robert Downey Jr. is probably taking this one.
All right. What's the next category?
Up next, we have actress, which is Annette Bening for NAD. NYAD.
Well, I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. Carrie Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things.
I don't think I've seen any of these films. I'm going to guess Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep, of course, she's Native American. Of course she's going to win it.
Well, I think also the only thing I've heard about the movie is she gives an amazing performance.
I'm sorry, I'm just very pessimistic when it comes to the Oscars, because you know as well as I do, they're going to be like, oh, we can finally give one to the Native, you know. Finally do it. Instead of the only other time a Native American has been on the pedestal is when fucking what's-his-name refused to accept his Oscar and sent a Native American to give a speech about the plight of the Native Americans. Can't remember his name.
Are you saying the Oscars are woke?
I'm saying they're doing anything they can to stay relevant.
Okay.
I'm saying they are a prestigious an award, not always earned.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I'm pessimistic. I'm sorry, people. Actress in a supporting role, Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Daniel Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrara for Barbie, Jodie Foster for NID, and Bina Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
I think it's going to be that Daniel Brooks for Color Purple.
You think?
Yeah. I've only seen Barbie and Oppenheimer out of these.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think either of those really deserve best supporting actress.
I'm going to go with Holdovers again, because the only thing I keep hearing is, A, it's a fantastic film, and the performances are incredible, and I really wanted to see it, but I had to start watching stupid fucking movies for this. But all right. Up next, we have animated film. Do you want to do this one?
Sure. We have The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Of course it's going to be Spider-Man.
I'm torn between The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Not because I think they're equal. I think Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is a much better film, but it's not a complete story. And I think that might be its holdback.
That is a good point. That is a good point, but I'm still sticking with Spider-Man.
Hey, Into the Spider-Verse won it when it was up, which is a shocker because it beat out two Disney films, and Disney runs the Oscars. It's kind of what you're talking about being relevant. They could sell their own shit. I
Right.
mean, they've let another thing win.
Right. So, wouldn't it be interesting if they go back to back? Spider-Man, I'm saying.
That'd be fucking incredible, showing
Yeah.
how truly great these films are.
Yeah. I would enjoy that. All right. Cinematography. And of course, you got the easy category of films you can pronounce. I'm not even gonna, I'm just gonna say the films because I can't pronounce these people's
Yeah.
names. All right, so we have El Conde,
Sure.
Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. I'm sorry, cinematographers, and I'm not attempting your names, but people don't know them.
I'm gonna pick Oppenheimer solely because I loved Hoyt Van Hoytema's work on Nope.
All right,
He
and
is a cinematographer, Nope, and I think that movie was astounding. Perfect. I think he has a real good eye.
I'm going to agree. It looked like a visual feast. I didn't watch it. From everything I've heard, I don't think I would have enjoyed it.
No, it's a 3-hour period piece. It's
I have nothing
excessive.
wrong with that, but I don't know. It seemed kind of pretentious.
It is kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the Oscars are gonna love
Yeah, exactly.
it. Costume design. Skip it.
I'd say
All
let's
right.
do this versus makeup and hairstyling.
Oh, okay. All
So,
right. So,
nominees are Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things.
I'm gonna give this one to Barbie. I think if Barbie's taking one, it's probably gonna
I
be
think
this.
Barbie deserves it. I don't know if it'll win, but Barbie deserves it.
I mean, Napoleon could take it, but I'm thinking Barbie.
I'm gonna go with Barbie.
Yeah. All right. Directing. This is a big category. I mean, we can talk shit about like cinematographers and no one knows who they are. And I only make that joke because I don't think the average person does. A director, the average person may know their name.
Right.
So, all right, we have Anatomy of a Fall for Justine Trite. All right, Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese, Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan, Poor Things.
Yorgos Lanthimos.
Sure. And the Zone of Interest from Jonathan Glazer.
This one's hard for me. I think it'll probably end up going to Nolan for Oppenheimer, but Killers of the Flower Moon could take it too. I'm gonna stick with Oppenheimer.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Oppenheimer as well, but the only one I could see being a wild card is the Zone of Interest, actually, because even when we watched the trailer, you said just the way this is shot is making me uncomfortable. And like, I agree. Just even from seeing that trailer, it makes a statement. And I know the directors don't edit and put trailers together, but what this director achieved with it seems striking, and I cannot wait to watch this. Probably to be greatly affected emotionally by this film. All right, we're skipping documentaries because, yeah.
Let's skip film editing.
Skipping editing.
International, I think we should skip. Makeup, skip.
All right,
All right.
score. Take it.
Now, so music original score nominees are American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. I think it's going to be Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny because John Williams doesn't go wrong.
Of course, it's Indiana Jones. It was on my best of list. Granted, after watching a few more films, it wouldn't have even got the mention, but I think it deserves it.
I think
Great
John
score.
Williams deserves it.
Great score.
Very close with Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer, but that movie was a lot of just blaring horns, so.
Was one of the big things I kept hearing was the score was so fucking loud.
Yeah, it's very much like, what if everything was a bomb? Best picture? Do we
Best
want to save
picture.
that or knock it out now?
I mean, is there really much else we want to talk about?
Nah,
Production
fuck it.
design,
Yeah, let's talk it
animated.
out.
Yeah, I mean, so let's just cut to the chase. Best picture, our big one. Yes, this is going to be a little bit of a short show. Sure, whatever. All right, so our nominees for Best Picture of the Year are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie. Barbie really got Best Picture nom? All right.
It's a good movie.
The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Now, I think it must be said, I've seen zero of these.
I have seen two of these. I saw Barbie and I saw Oppenheimer, because I was one of those chumps that went and saw both on the same day.
You fell victim to the meme.
It was fine by me. I liked both of those movies. I thought Barbie was better, but what do I think
You
would
didn't fall victim to the Saw Patrol meme?
No, I have no
Saw
interest in either of those.
was all right. All right. So here's my question, though. You saw both of those. Would you say they were the best picture you saw of the year?
No,
Either
I
of
think Minus One deserves to be on that list,
them?
but I think this will probably go to Killers of the Flower Moon, honestly.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh man. I think Oppenheimer. I can
Yeah.
see Oppenheimer taking it.
Okay.
It seems pretentious and self-indulgent. I can totally see it taking it.
Fair.
I mean, I don't even really see any wild cards that could take it.
No.
Like,
There has to be a balance somewhere in the head of like, what is this really art house pretentious movie, but also what was very successful, and Oppenheimer was there.
Yeah, and I totally see that taking it. Whereas, I gave The Holdover, I think it's taking at least two for acting. I don't think it's taking Best Picture.
No, probably not.
I mean, I don't see a character piece about these people at a New England college taking Best Picture. I just
Right.
don't.
All right, what other categories do we get?
Production design. I thought we were doing Best Picture as like the big
Oh,
thing.
are we? There's a few screenplay ones there too. Did you see
Oh, you're
those?
right.
Visual effects?
All right, adapted.
Wait, visual effects is up here.
You
You
want to
can't
do a
skip them.
visual effects just so you can finally give one to
Godzilla,
Godzilla?
yes! Okay, the nominees for visual effects are The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon.
And you think Godzilla Minus One?
Easily. The movie looked incredible.
I honestly think the creator might take it.
The Creator was pretty close. From what I understand, the movie is visually stunning.
I could see the creator taking it. But Godzilla Minus One, they might give it to just to give it an Oscar because it was such a phenom. It did
It got
look
snubbed on a
incredible.
bunch of Oscars, honestly.
Oh, I think it should have been in the Best Picture category.
Best Picture, I think Best Actress. I don't know about actor, but Best Actress for sure.
Right. It wasn't even the best international.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, that it was completely robbed. All right, adapted screenplay, meaning that it's adapted from another source material. So nominees: American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
It really frustrates me that Barbie is on here because, like, do you really consider a toy to be a source material?
I guess.
Because it's not like this was like a movie or story or something before. This is an original screenplay on a toy. But whatever. I'm gonna say Oppenheimer, based on the book American Prometheus.
I'm gonna say Zone of Interest.
Okay.
I think Zone of Interest is taking that one. All right, but now we have the original screenplay, which is Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May December, and Past Lives.
I haven't seen any of these. I'm gonna guess Maestro.
Okay. Bradley Cooper fucking wrote that?
Wrote, directed, and starred.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm still not giving it to it. I'm gonna say The Holdovers.
Okay. I can see The Holdovers winning Best Original Screenplay.
Yeah, I think it's going to take those three. I think it's going to take actor, supporting actress, and screenplay.
All right. And that'll wrap up our Oscar predictions, but before we go,
Not
what?
even that, not even that. The winner, the person who gets the most right, gets to pick a film for
Oh,
us.
that's right. Whoever got the most correct guesses gets to pick a film for all of us to cover, whether we like it or not.
Exactly.
That's a scary power.
Which I hope it's me.
And I'm sure.
And that just makes me contemplate so many areas I can go. I can actually make us watch a good movie, or I can make us watch a piece of shit.
Like Black Dracula?
Oh, it gets so much worse than that. Have you ever heard of Mesa of the Lost Women?
No.
It's a Z-grade film that was made when two Z-grade films were edited together.
So it's a piece of shit.
Oh, it is so bad. Like, logically, scene to scene, it doesn't even make sense.
All right, but before we go, our random number generator.
All right, so here we go. We are generating it right now, and we have number
26.
26, so let me look here. We have, yes. Ready Player One.
Fucking phenomenal. I can't wait.
Dude, is this going to be the first time we talk Steven Spielberg?
It might be, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited. I've read the book. I own this. Fuck yes. Well, we're probably going to be this hyped regardless because these are some of our favorite films.
You're right.
But this still, is a list of our Ready favorite movies. Player One. Fuck yeah. I cannot wait. I'm going to watch this multiple times for this review.
I'm sure. Yeah, I can't wait.
Fucking commentaries.
This is one of the first movies I showed my wife when we got together. I was like, you got to check this shit out.
Oh, it's so good.
It's just fun. It's so much fun.
We're going to talk book. We're going to deep dive this motherfucker.
I think I read this before you did. Because I lent it to you, right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're different, but it's so great. Both are fucking fantastic.
Oh, so I might read the book again just for this review.
So we'll be back next week with 2014's Godzilla.
You've arrived at your destination.